going to talk about accessibility of football stadiums now and find out what the match day experience is like for blind and partially sighted fans. Now, as part of See Sport Differently, RNIB and British Blind Sport have been working hard behind the scenes to improve accessibility at football grounds for people with sight loss and have collaborated with a number of clubs in the English Premier and football leagues. But what is the match day experience like in Scotland? I'm joined by lifelong Heart of Midlothian fan Billy Gilroy. Originally, you were going to matches, you were getting a bit despondent due to your sight loss, and RNIB stepped in at that point, didn't they?
Yes. If it wasn't for the advice I received from them to contact Keith, the disabled liaison officer at Tynecastle, I would have gave up going to football. And I discussed that with someone at an RNIB course who put me in touch with the disabled liaison officer at Tynecastle, and they took over from there. And because of their input and effort, I got along to the football, no problems at all.
And you've moved stand, I believe, as well, so you can listen into the commentary a bit better.
That's right, yeah. I was in the Wheatfield stand and I've been moved to the main stand. I get a receiver when I enter the ground for radio from the commentators, and I'm able to listen to commentary of the game. Without that, there was no point in me going to the football because I wouldn't be able to see enough to justify going along.
Who is it that goes along with you to the matches?
My friend Rab Dalgleish takes me along, because in reality I would not be able to go myself anyway, because with my sight loss, now and again I do trip and fall or people bump into me. But they didn't just organise me with a receiver at Tynecastle. I've got a parking space as well. So my friend just drives up. We park next to the stadium, basically.
Who's doing the commentary?
Three volunteers at Tynecastle. Stephen, Cameron and Mark. They do the commentary and they're really good, actually. With them being Hearts fans as well, it can be quite emotional on the headset when something's going wrong or something's going right. But they're actually very, very good at what they do.
And a commentary targeted towards someone with sight loss is completely different from listening to the radio, because you don't want to be bogged down by stuff that's got nothing to do with the game. You want to know where people are on the pitch, exactly what's happening, so it's more tailored.
It's exactly right. It is very good. It is totally different than listening to a radio station. And they also tell you what's happening in the crowd. I mean, if something of interest happens, they'll tell you what's going on, what's happening, the referee's responses to things. It is actually very good.
And as we said, Hearts having a good season, so hopefully it finishes well for you.
If we can get back onto the rich vein that we had up until recently, that would cheer me up no end.
And can you talk about your own sight loss, Billy? What condition do you have?
I'm a diabetic, so unfortunately I woke up one morning and both my retinas had detached and the blood vessels in my eyes had burst. So I'd lost all sight, basically. I wasn't seeing anything for a good 6-7 months. And then I got a surgery in my left eye, which has gave me some sight back. But I've nothing in my right-hand side at all.
What advice would you give to anyone with sight loss that was thinking about getting into football and going along to some matches?
First of all, I would say go, because apart from anything else, it gets you out of the house. It gets you out seeing people, meeting with people. And I would suggest that whatever team they're following, they contact them directly. There will be a disabled liaison officer there, and they'll help in every which way. That's my experience anyway at Tynecastle.
Well, Billy, thanks very much for coming on and sharing your experience of football matches with us on RNIB Connect Radio, and good luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me.